We're doing Yov, and we're up to what's called the 19th chapter, the 15th Pasuk. We've been learning Yov's in telling his friends, you don't know of anything that I've done wrong. What's this chutzpah that you're telling me? You must have sinned to deserve all of this. You know how I'm suffering. You know, even if I've done something wrong, you don't know about it. By what right do you blame me? You know, you're hurting me. It's already 10 times our conversation is going back and forth. And you insist. You must have done something wrong, Eve. You don't know of anything wrong. You should know that even though I'm suffering, I don't deserve it. I yell, this is unfair. I don't get an answer. God has put a fence in my path. I have no chance of moving forward. God has placed my paths in complete darkness. He's stripped me of my dignity. He's taken my crown. He's broken me. And he's taken any hope away from me. He considers me his enemy. And so he sends his battalions of affliction, and they surround me, and they beat me again and again. My brethren, even you're supposed to be my friends. You've distanced yourself from me. Anyone who knew me considers me a stranger. Any relative, anyone who once used to be an acquaintance, suddenly they've all forgotten me. And now we're up to Pasuk Tetvav. Karei veiti ve'amhotai lezal tachshevuhuni. The people who used to live in my house, I took them under my roof, my maids. Now suddenly I'm a stranger, they don't know me. Nochi hayiti ve'eneihim. They look at me like a complete stranger. Le'avdi karati ve'lo ya'aneh. Bimofi et chanin lo. I call my servant. He doesn't answer. I beg him. I speak sweetly to him. He doesn't even answer me. Ruchi zara le'ishti. When I ask my wife, let's live together like husband and wife. I ask her, let's bring more children to the world. She's not interested. Suddenly I'm a stranger. V'chanoti levnei vitni. I ask her, have mercy. Let me have more children. She refuses. Gamavilim masuvi. Even the kids disgrace me. Akuma vaydaberuvi. And when I get up and I try to give them their space, they shame me even more. They disgrace me. They don't think me worth anything. Tiavuni kolmete sodi. All the people who used to come within my secrets, I used to share things with them. Now, they're disgusted by me. Vizehavdi nehepuvi. And the people I loved, the people who I had good relationships with, now they're like my enemies. They also curse me. Beori uviv sari daveka atzmi. He says, I'm so skinny that my skin clings to my bones, and va'et maleta de'or shinai. The only thing that's left in me that doesn't have wounds and afflictions are the roots of my teeth. The little bit of flesh that's on top of my teeth. That's the one place I don't have affliction. Chanuni, chanuni, atem reyai. You, my friends, at least you have pity on me. Have compassion over me. Ki yad Eloha nagea bi. Because the hand of God has come out against me. And believe me, that's enough. Stop blaming me for my own suffering. I'm suffering. You tell me it's my fault. Have pity. This is, in my mind, this is one of the saddest psukim in Iyov. Until here, Iyov has been arguing his point. Here, Iyov says, you know, I'm finished. Have pity. So you don't buy my logic, but have pity on me. Lama tirdefuni chemoel umi besari lo tizvau. Why do you pain me the way you speak to me, just as God pains me? God is afflicting me and hurting me. Haven't you had enough? If your goal is to pain me, isn't it enough to see the way my flesh is all destroyed? Why do you have to continue and hurt my soul and curse me? You're supposed to be my friends. Mi yiten eifo v'yikatevun milai. I wish, if it could only be, that what I have to say would be written. Mi yiten basefer. If only they could make a book about me, Iyov says. If only there could be a book about Job's suffering. Be'et barzel ve'ofaret la'ad batzur yechatzevun. Ask yourselves, why does that pasuk have to be written? It should be written with a metal pen. It should be engraved in lead so that it should remain and remain for a long time. I want everyone to know what I've been through. La'ad, for eternity. Batzur yechatzvun, it should be engraved into stone. Theo is saying, I want later generations to judge. You, my friends, are unfair. You, my friends, I want you to be judged by future generations. I want future generations to read and understand how a human being can suffer and how his own friends could turn to him and tell him, I guess you just haven't worked hard enough at being a servant of God. I want what I've been through to be recorded so that future generations will judge with who is the justice, with me or with you. Va'ani yadati goali chai ve'acharon alafar yakum. And I know that God is the one who can redeem my soul. And I know that He is living and extant. And I know He's existent forever. And I know that when the whole world will be destroyed, He's going to be the last one left on earth. So I know as much as it's possible to know about God. Don't tell me I'm not a God-fearing person. Vani yadati, I know, He all says, Goali chai, my Redeemer is alive. V'acharon alafar yakum, and I know He's going to be the last one left on earth. Ezrat Hashem, we'll pick up over here next time.